Listening Library presents Animal Rescue Team, Gator on the Loose, by Sue Stoffaker, read for you by Harley Vaughn. Chapter 1. The call came in at 10:40 a.m. on Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. Keisha was at the desk, Razzie and Daddy were out back bottle feeding the raccoon cubs, and Mama had taken the baby with her to the farmer's market. It was Grandma's turn to be at the desk, but she had traded with Keisha so she wouldn't miss her favorite show, How Not to Look Old. Keisha looked at the ringing phone. It might be someone calling for information, but if her parents had to go out on a call, that meant Grandma would take them to the Grand River City Pool's opening celebration. Grandma was not fun to be with at the pool. She made everyone wear big floppy hats, even in the shade. Plus, her swim cap had purple flowers on it, and instead of pinching her nose when she jumped in like everybody else, she wore a color-coordinated nose plug. Keisha checked the caller ID and was surprised to see that it was the city pool. She picked up.
"You have reached Carter's Urban Rescue," she said in a deep voice. "Our office is now closed. If this is an emergency, please dial."
"Is that you, Keisha?"
It was Mr. Ramsey, the pool manager.
"Yes, sir," Keisha said.
"I need to talk to your mom or your dad."
"We're going to be there in an hour," Keisha said. "I'm working on my cannonball today."
"'Fraid not, honey. You know that big alligator the kids climb all over? The one that spouts water out its nose?"
"Mm-hmm."
When Keisha was little, she spent a lot of time climbing on the alligator and sliding down its tail. But she could go on the diving board now, so she didn't hang around in the kiddie area.
"Well, it appears it had a..."